I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Wapaka, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Waupun, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State Manor, Wishwaters, Climate. I've been over there. Hey, smell that dairy air. Hey.
Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett is going to tell me where to go today, and she'll tell you where you can go too for a great Wisconsin travel experience. She'll also have an update on the flooding damage in northwestern Wisconsin and how that might affect your travel plans. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, July 15th. This is the hour each week when we celebrate life in Wisconsin and sometimes other states in the upper Midwest. In fact, last week we had on a guest from Travel Michigan to talk about some ways we can enjoy the upper peninsula of Michigan. So equal time now for Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, Stephanie Klett. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joy.
It's good to have you with us. Well, let's start with that tragic flooding damage up north in northwestern Wisconsin. There's actually been a state of emergency declared for that region.
Yeah, there was. Governor Walker flew up and saw the damage, and we're glad that happened because the state of emergency was declared, not the flood, because it allows a lot of funds that normally wouldn't go there to go there. But I have been talking and getting ready for your interview to tourism leaders in Ashland County, Bayfield, Burnett, Chippewa, Douglas, Iron, Sawyer, and Washburn, and the Bad River Tribe. About what they wanted their messaging to be as it relates to tourism. And each one said to say, we depend so heavily on tourism in the summer. We're open. Obviously, routes are detoured a little bit. It takes a little bit longer to get here. But please come. Our businesses are open. We want folks here. And that's the message that I send.
Yeah.
But they have been sharing with me so many heroic acts. Talked to a guy, James Boland, from the Cable Area Chamber of Commerce. You know, there was a guy in Cable who jumped in the waters and got that woman out of the car.
Right.
He was not able to get the man. In the Bad River Tribe, the Wisconsin National Guard went in and made sure that five folks that didn't, you know, couldn't make it to the hospital for dialysis got there. And so it's been, in the way that Wisconsinites always do and rise up to the occasion and help their neighbor, that's what's going on. Obviously, bridges and some of the roads are going to take longer. Saxon Harbor was hit so hard. But my friends throughout northwest Wisconsin, and especially in Bayfield, because they have some big events this weekend, including the Festival of the Arts, they wanted everyone to know we are open. The route getting here is just a little detoured.
Yeah. So who should travelers contact to find out about alternative routes or whether, you know, an event is happening or not?
Well, two places they should check. And one is the Department of Transportation. They have an alert on the top of their 511 page. So that is www.511wi.gov. But otherwise, what the tourism folks are saying is call us directly. So if you're staying at a hotel in Ashland, call that hotel or call the Ashland Chamber of Commerce. So just call ahead because people have been surprised that so many areas are in great shape. That flash flood was pretty centric on a few key locations. So most of the things are open, but the damage that was done in the areas that it was is severe. So that's the message from the chamber folks is give them a buzz. They'll tell you about the best route. They could use the business. They want you there. And the people that are there are having a good time.
Yeah, well, that's good to know. And yeah, some of those photos are just jaw-dropping where, you know, the highway has been completely washed out. But you're saying that, like, the Arts Festival in Bayfield is still a go this weekend.
Yeah, it is. Yep. And they just have reroutes. And, You know, it's interesting when you talk to them because, you know, some of the damage that was done, like, again, in Cable, I know it was County Road, County M, it was washed away, but there are ways around it. And so they just want to make sure people know that. But, of course, they say caution first, safety first, but just give us a call because we can contact you. Or and direct you to the best route.
And we will put the information on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page if people want to see various information about alternative routes or where to call to find out about travel plans for northwestern Wisconsin. Well, let's talk about some other things going on in the state of Wisconsin. It's always fun to have you here, Secretary Klett, because you are the expert of all experts. And I mentioned that we don't do it very often, but we did have a guest on from Travel Michigan on last week.
You don't have to tell me because I wanted to call and tell Joy where to go.
We're having that guest on, yeah.
I broke out into a cold sweat, Joy. I was pacing my house.
Well, you know, I think sometimes the Upper Peninsula of Michigan is you know, it practically is Wisconsin, so I didn't feel like I was, you know, being too bad there. But I do go up to that northern Wisconsin area quite a bit because I have some roots in far northeastern Wisconsin, and you just have to go a few miles and you're in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So, but let's talk
about... Joy, I got to tell you, for the last several years, I've kidded my friends who are at Travel Michigan to just give us the UP. I'm like, you don't want it anyway. It's connected to us. Just give it to us.
That's what I think, too.
I do, too.
Well, let's... we also saw that you were in the news talking about various things, including the best beaches in Wisconsin, lakes and beaches in Wisconsin. And that's going to come in handy, especially... next week, I saw that we're going to be, you know, we're going to get some of the hottest weather of the summer next week. So we might want to head to the beach. Where do you think some of the best beaches in Wisconsin are?
Oh, we've got some incredible beaches. And, you know, one of them is in Racine, North Beach. A few years back, it was named one of the 51 best beaches in the country by USA Today. It's a certified blue wave beach, which means they have a commitment to this beach and the water's being clean. It's a party. On weekends, they have live music. It's got great stretches of sand. It's good for families. Beach volleyball, tournaments go on. So if you want that kind of, when you think of, ooh, you know, a party beach, North Beach, it's stunning.
And it usually is cooler by the lake, isn't it?
It is, and there's usually a nice breeze, too. I want to give you one of my hidden beaches, and that is when folks drive through Door County and you get to the end with that Jensen's Road, that, you know, really curvy road. You take the ferry boat to Washington Island, and, of course, there's a great beach there. It's all rocks from the Niagara Escarpment called Schoolhouse Beach. I love that one, and you'd be amazed that even with all the rocks, how many people are just flooded there. But go to the other side of the island and take the next ferry to Rock Island State Park. 99% of the island is a state park, but they have one of the best sandy beaches, I think, in the entire state. The way it is set, it's kind of hidden, so this beach never closes, and it is that soft, wonderful sand. It's in the perfect, like, sun positioning, and if you want a break, go hike the trails of Rock Island State Park, or go see Chester Thornton's Big Lodge, or go to the oldest lighthouse in the state on Rock Island. So that beach I just discovered last year, and it is a hidden gem.
That is great. And the first time ever I went to Rock Island just Memorial Day weekend, and I did not get to that beach, unfortunately. We were pressed for time. I took the hike to the lighthouse, and boy, was that beautiful.
You know what? And the first time I went, too, I missed that beach because there's so much to do on that island. You have minimal time, and at 4 o'clock, you know, you better be on that last ferry or you're stuck there for the night.
That's right.
So you know, go back.
My story that I'll share with you, too, is that we didn't look at the Washington Island ferry schedule very closely. And we missed the last ferry back to the peninsula from Washington Island on our trip. And we just started crying and the ferry boat captain gave us a ride anyway. So,
that's so nice.
It really was. It was super nice. We all, yeah, so that was nice. You know, we're going to check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking about many fun things to do in Wisconsin this summer. We're talking now about beaches. Maybe you have a favorite beach that you would like to share. We'll talk a little bit about water parks in Wisconsin Dells coming up, and we'll talk about other adventures. Maybe you like to go kayaking or some other water sport. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is sort of a summer bucket list edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea.
Well, we are halfway through summer, but things are still heating up. Hot weather is on the way for next week. During this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, the Wisconsin Secretary of Tourism, Stephanie Klett, is with us, telling us where we can go to cool off and where we can find other summer fun. And we're welcoming your questions for her. We're also welcoming any assignments you might have for me. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let's go to Dave in Oregon first. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Joy. I just, Steph reminded me of the Washington Island Fish Boil Fly-In is going to be held tomorrow up at Washington Island. People can take the ferry and go over there from Door County. Like myself, I'm going to fly my airplane up there and enjoy the camaraderie with a couple hundred other airplanes up at Washington Island.
So you're gonna, there is a fly-in at Washington Island. Okay, that's interesting.
Right. And it starts at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning and runs until 1 o'clock. And then, of course, have you mentioned the EAA Air Venture starts July 25th?
Not yet, but I know, Secretary Klett, you want to. Oops, I don't know. Hold on a second. I got to make sure your microphone is on, so to speak.
Oh, there we go.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, first, I have heard about the Washington Island Fish Boil Fly-In. Does that take place at KK Fisk's?
Dave?
KK Fifth. What's that?
He's a person who does the fish boil on the island. So I didn't know if that took place out at the airport or if that took place at a restaurant.
Yeah, no, it's at the airport, and it starts, it runs from 11 until 1 p.m. And there'll be 200 airplanes flying into that. And then,
that would be cool.
EAA Air Venture runs July 25th through the 31st, and you want everyone to go to that, too, don't you?
No, absolutely. I mean, EAA is the world's largest gathering for recreational pilots and aviation enthusiasts. Over 10,000 airplanes, 500 seminars and forums. They have, over almost 1,000 product exhibitors. But this year they have a really cool plane coming in, and it's like the world's largest water plane. So it's going to be landing on Lake Winnebago. Yeah, they always have something like that's just mind blowing every year. So that's one of them. And I know they have the Canadian aerialists doing the air show, and they're considered one of the best in the world. So every year EAA brings in something exciting and new. And I think the cool part, too, is, over 60 countries, folks from 60 countries come to check this out. So when you go to the campground, of course, the hotels are filled with, aviation enthusiasts and pilots, but they have a campground, and you're going to see all these different flags of different countries of the world. And it is so cool. It is just, it's an aviation party.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Dave, enjoy your fly-in on Washington Island and the fish boil, too. And you can head over to, what is that Pebble Beach called on Washington Island, Stephanie?
Schoolhouse Beach. Schoolhouse Beach.
Yeah, so there's that. And I did, I just happened to know, and I'm seeing if I can fit it in this summer, there's a lavender festival coming up on Washington Island on the weekend of the 23rd, 24th. And that sounds beautiful.
Joy, I was there last year for their first event ever.
Oh.
And what surprises a lot of people is there are actually two lavender farms on the island. And Fragrant Isle is the one that hosts the Lavender Festival. And one of the owners, it's a group of folks, her name is Martine Anderson, and she hails from France. So she is really this sophisticated woman with this beautiful accent. You will see the lavender in full bloom, the process of how it is, you know, dried and made into products. They have incredible food. They have lavender chocolates. It is out of this world good. They have lots of lavender lotions, and, you know, lavender is known for its soothing properties. So they have the lavender slippers that are scented and it goes over your eyes to reduce the swelling. And
yep.
It is so cool. You would love it.
I am. You've sold me. I want to do that for sure. Since we're on a somewhat of a beach theme right now, let's go to John and Boaz next. Hi, John.
Good morning. I would want to recommend the Big Bay State Park on Madeline Island. It has the warmest water in Lake Superior because it's shallow and the sun heats up the sand.
Neat.
You are so right on with that. And it's Big Bay State Park and Big Bay Town Park is another hidden gem on Madeline Island. Soft sand. And like you said, really, I think it gets its warmest really in September, but it's much warmer due to the geography of the island than any beach that I've ever discovered on Lake Superior. So thank you for that reminder.
And you do take a ferry over to Madeline Island from the Bayfield area, don't you?
You do.
Mm-hmm.
And the ferry boat is 20, 30 minutes, and you don't have to bring your car. Rent a moped. Ride a bicycle. It's a very bike-friendly island, and it's a great way to see the island.
Let's go next to Miles in Milwaukee. Hi, Miles.
Hi, Joey. How's it going?
Pretty good. Do you have a beach to recommend?
Yes, I got a beach for avid beach glass hunters.
Beach glass hunters?
Yep, so basically it's the beach right off Warnemont Park in Cudahy. There's a nice little dog park right next to it and the Kelly Senior Center. You have to traverse some steep, muddy cliffs, but there's some trails to get down to the beach. But basically much of the fill dirt that comprises the park contains really old glass bottles that get washed into the beach and create some nice collections of beach glass on there. I managed to find 60 marbles last year as well.
So this is a hobby of yours, Miles. You collect this beach marble glass.
Yep. Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's definitely one of the best places in the state I've found for beach glass hunting.
I've never heard of that hobby. That's interesting. I bet you it's pretty when you find and give me the name of the beach again.
Warnemont Beach.
All right.
It's basically a small rocky beach right off of Warnemont Park in Cudahy.
Sounds great. Have you heard of this, Stephanie?
You know what? I made a note of that, too. I've heard of Warnemont Beach. I've never been there. I didn't know about the glass, so thank you for that, because I think you and I both got a recommendation on that one.
Yeah, exactly. I know that you also recommended, there's a beach that, where was it, in Fontana, where you can, you can watch movies there, or you used to be able to watch movies there?
I don't know if it was Fontana, but I know Madeline Island, they have a film festival. And so right along the sandy shore of Lake Superior at the inn on Madeline Island. And so there's a little stretch of beach. That's the one that I was thinking of first and foremost.
Well, we have other callers, and we have a line for you now, too. If you have, it doesn't have to be a beach. It can be any fun thing to do in Wisconsin, as we are talking about fun things to do in Wisconsin. Maybe cool things to do. I like that, since it's going to be hot. Cool things to do in Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And it could be a cool thing temperature-wise or just a cool thing fun-wise, adventure-wise. Let's go next to Dan in Drummond. Hi, Dan.
Hello. When I lived in Mellon, the three places that I love to go in the summertime, the last weekend of this month, down in Butternut, they have a fantastic little community deal. It's Pioneer Days, it's called. But on the last Sunday of July at 1 o'clock, they have a guaranteed parade. The parade is at least an hour to an hour and a half long. And it is guaranteed because a priest told them one time that it would never rain on that day at exactly 1 o'clock, and they would have a beautiful parade.
And
that's
it's never,
awesome.
That is so good. And as far as you know, Dan, it has never rained on that day of that parade?
Out of the last, I want to say, 49 years, it probably has rained on the parade six times.
Well, it's a pretty good record anyway.
Yeah, not bad.
And the other place is in August, the first weekend in August, in Park Falls, they have their Flamborama, which is a fantastic thing, too.
Yeah. I was actually at Flamborama one year, and that was a lot of fun. Enjoyed that. So, Dan, are you have you experienced any weather damage?
Yeah, we have. The 63 goes through what is called Bibbin Swamp. Well, from pictures that I've seen, it is still Bibbin Lake.
It is what?
Well, it's a lake now.
Oh.
It's a swamp. And just north of the little town of Grandview, there's a, it's called 21 Mile Creek, and that got completely washed out. So, yeah, we've had some damage up here from the rain and that.
Well, thank you for sharing. But again, just to repeat, Stephanie, the businesses say, for the most part, they are still open and the events and festivals and things going on are still going on.
They do. And they just say, please call us, call ahead. You know, safety first, but you can still get here. Just there are going to be some rerouting.
1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Donna on Facebook says that we should check out the Mount Horeb Art Fair, which runs July 16th and 17th. So, yeah, this weekend, not just down the road from me. That sounds good. A lot of art fairs happening in Wisconsin in the summer, right, Stephanie?
There are. And the Department of Tourism, we work with the Wisconsin Arts Board, and we have a great arts and crafts fair directory that we will send you for free. Go to travelwisconsin.com and order it, and or call 1-800-432-TRIP, and we'll send it to you. But Mount Horeb did something cool, too, and they took that Justin Timberlake song because it's that new song of his that's really kind of rocking and grooving.
Yeah, about dancing or something.
Yeah. And so it comes from some movie with trolls. And so because Mount Horeb is the troll way, they have a video out now of the locals and a troll all reenacting his song.
I saw that. That troll is so hideous, he's cute.
I know, it's the truth.
You know, we can find that. I'm sure we can find that. Brianne Chasso, my producer, can find the troll Justin Bieber video, and we can post that on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page.
Oh, good.
Let's talk a little bit about the State Fair, and that's coming up. That's a huge Wisconsin event.
It is, and I'm proud to serve on the board of directors of the Wisconsin State Fair. That's happening August 4th through the 14th. There's always something innovative, you know, everything on a stick, cream puffs everybody knows about. But what I love is they have every year now a Sporky's competition.
What is that?
Sporky's is like the weirdest, it's unique, incredible food. It can be anything. It can be a dessert. It can be, you know, something that you'd have for lunch or dinner. And all these people and restaurants compete. But the winner of the Sporky's competition then gets the bragging rights and gets to sell it at Wisconsin State Fair. So look for the Sporky's winner. But what I love is this is the state's largest agricultural showcase. You know, we focus so much on, you know, just the food, but it's great because kids from around the state, we are America's Dairyland. We're, you know, we're huge for agriculture. And these kids, this really is their Super Bowl event of the year. And they take such great pride in their animals and showcasing them and the way they care for them. They love talking about it to people. So if you're passing by, don't just look. Talk to the kids or the adults that are standing there. But, you know, they have 30 free stages. And a lot of people forget that. Educational exhibits, there's great shopping, there's a game area, you know, amusement rides. So every year it just continues to be one of the best state fairs in the country.
It's been a while. I'd love to go back to the state fair, and those animals are amazing.
they are, but speaking of that,
yes.
Oh, we're changing the subject, Joy Cardine.
Okay.
When you talk about wanting a new experience, I believe last time we talked, you know you're talking to the Greene County Cheese Days Limburger Queen.
That's right. When is that coming up?
You were going to have some Limburger with me. That's the weekend of September 16th, 17th, and 18th. Cheese Days happens only on even years. 100,000 people, best deep fried cheese curds in the state, I believe, although I'd love your suggestions if you think there's one out there that's better. People from around the world literally wait in line 4 hours to get those deep fried cheese curds. So my 2 year reign as Limburger Queen will be over, but I have a Limburger float, and my friends from the Wisconsin Department of Tourism will be on that float with me, living our brand of fun. But you promised that you would try Limburger with your friend, the Limburger Queen, and I don't believe that's happened yet.
It has not. And is there? And I am. Thank you for the reminder. I think I blocked it out, but no, I do. I am afraid, but I will be brave, and I will try Limburger cheese. Now, do they have it available to eat at the fair, or I mean at the festival?
They do. It's great because obviously the parade, if you've ever been to downtown Monroe, you know that it's in a square and their gorgeous historic courthouse is in the center of it all. And so around that courthouse square, you'll find Baumgartner's, and they actually open up a place outside. So you can, it's kind of like a to-go order. You can order through the window, and they'll get you a Limburger sandwich with the onion and the spicy mustard and the Andes mint. You got to do the whole thing. You're going first class all the way.
I'm there. I bet you there isn't a line that goes on for hours and hours for that, though, is there?
There is not.
But you've got me. I'm going to do this, and I will make arrangements. Find out when you're going to be there, so you can show me how it's done.
That's the deal. And if your schedule doesn't work with mine, then you just have to have proof and pictures.
All right, there we go. That sounds good. Let's go take some more calls. Norm in Richfield is with us. Hi, Norm.
Good morning, Joy.
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling Stephanie to talk about a place that you and I spent some time together at a few years ago at the Richfield Historic Park. This week from tomorrow, a week from Saturday, we're having the 8th annual Richfield Art at the Park event. It's an art fair with over 70 artists at our historic park. And the historic park features an original grist mill from 1872 that, unlike most of the others around, has all of the original equipment in it. Likewise, the home that the miller and his family lived in, and expanded buildings in the park, some log buildings. So it's a wonderful combination, a celebration of Wisconsin historical ag kind of event. Obviously, it's an art event, and it's in one of the most beautiful little venues that many people have never heard of. It's just northwest of Milwaukee near Holy Hill. on Highway 164, about a half a mile north of Holy Hill Road. So you can almost see Holy Hill from the park. But it's tucked off behind the road. And the artists love to come there because it is such a beautiful little park.
Sounds wonderful, Norman. And I appreciate you sharing that with us. We have to check news next from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio. And then we'll talk more with the Secretary of the Wisconsin Tourism Department, Stephanie Klett, about things to do in Wisconsin this summer. We are talking about summer fun in Wisconsin and welcoming your questions for our guest. And you can tell me where to go, too, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the hour each week when we celebrate life in Wisconsin, and I often ask you to tell me where to go. And today we have Stephanie Klett with us. She is the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. So she can tell us all where to go for great Wisconsin fun. I wanted to talk to you a little bit, Stephanie, about adventures we can have in Wisconsin and maybe even extreme sporting adventures we can have. Our intern, Kai Brito, found a piece about places we can go to rock climb or to skydive or to hand glide or to really do some adventurous things. Do you have any recommendations?
I sure do. I do. And I don't know if I'm proud to tell you, but one time I did indeed jump out of a plane.
Good for
and
you.
I did, and I'll never do it again.
you and I are the same. I did the same thing. I did it once, and that once is enough.
Did you like it?
No.
Me neither, and everyone else loved it. So I don't need any letters for all the folks that own companies in Wisconsin.
What happened with maybe it would have been all right if I didn't, if I would have screamed. I was told that I was supposed to scream when I was pushed out. I did it tandem, so somebody was on my back.
Yeah.
But I didn't scream, and then I couldn't catch my breath. I started hyperventilating. And I remember saying to myself, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. but then my goggles started coming off my face. And I got the cameraman came and he said, thumbs up. Are you doing okay? And I'm like shaking my head, no. So it was not fun. But then once I was done with the free fall, then it was beautiful.
No, I agree. And you know what? I'm so glad you shared that, because that was pretty much my experience. I couldn't catch my breath.
Yep.
And meanwhile, when we landed, and it was like, praise God, all my friends had a blast.
Yeah.
But I didn't go with it. You know what I mean? You really do have to give up control, let yourself scream. And I don't know why I thought I would have any control jumping tandem
yep.
out of a plane.
Yep.
So I think I would approach it differently.
But if it's something you've always wanted to do, hey, go ahead and do it, right?
Yes, and my friends that jumped with me that day all ended up doing it again and again. So there is a place, though, in Whitewater, if you don't want to jump out of the plane, that specializes in hang gliding. It's called paragliding. It's called the Wisconsin Hang Gliding LLC. It's really silent aviation. And hang gliding, you know, dates back to the days of, I'm trying to think, was it not Galileo, but hundreds and hundreds of years ago, he had sketched out what it would take and what it would look like for a person to fly looking like a bird.
Oh, Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah, thank you, Leonardo da Vinci. And so it's fascinating when you think about that we've always wanted to be up in the sky with the birds. But Whitewater has truly one of the best places you can go to for hang gliding or paragliding. So if you go to their website, it's Wisconsin Hang Gliding LLC, you will see people do it of all ages.
And somebody will help you do it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you do the hang gliding, which of course you've got to hold on to, and those gliders weigh, I think, about 50 pounds, the paragliding, everything fits into your backpack. And that's kind of a nice thing. So we've got them all over Wisconsin, from Wisconsin Skydiving Center in Jefferson, They do a skydive, and it's called Skydive Milwaukee in East Troy. That's a really popular one. Seven Hills Skydivers in Marshall. Sturdivant has a place called Skydive Midwest Skydiving Center. And Omro has a skydive adventure not too far from Oshkosh and EAA. So if you're looking for something adventurous, those are some places to go.
Yeah. Why is Wisconsin a good place, do you think, for adventurous outdoor activities like this?
Well, one, we've just got the natural beauty. Mm-hmm. And when you're up in the air, you see our state in a way that you've never seen it before. And, you know, we've got decent weather for it. They're so persnickety about conditions being just right. But I really do think it is the beauty, and we have a lot of open land. And that's exactly what you need for, you know, skydiving, paragliding, or hang gliding.
I'm going to go. You have told me where to go. I'm going to go to Whitewater and go paragliding. That's something that I've always wanted to do. Brianne in Oshkosh joins us now. Hi, Brianne.
Good morning, Joy.
Morning.
I want to tell you about the Bay Beach Wild Reserve.
You know, the wildlife sanctuary.
Yes. You know, it's a great place to go, just down the street from Bay Beach, the amusement park. So, completely free for everybody. And I think it's great for kids of all ages, including adults that are still kids at heart, because you get to see all of the fish, the birds, even the nocturnal animals that are here in Wisconsin, and I just think it's great.
I do, too. Bay Beach and wildlife sanctuaries like that are also plentiful in Wisconsin, Stephanie?
Yeah, they are, but I tell you what, in Green Bay, that's one of the best. I filmed it many, many years ago, and we have the sanctuaries all over the state of Wisconsin. In fact, we have several listed at travelwisconsin.com. But thank you for that reminder, because, you know, and there's so many things to do in this state. You know, we're just talking about adventure and jumping out of a plane, and then you go, well, we have this wildlife sanctuary. And it's a whole different kind of experience. And that's one of the things about our state. With 72 diverse counties, 11 different tribal and sovereign nations, the list of things to do is almost endless. We have 15,000 listed at travelwisconsin.com, and we can't keep up.
Yeah, it is hard to decide sometimes what to do because there's so much to do. We have only about a minute or so to go, Secretary Klett. What else should we for sure consider before summer's over to do in Wisconsin?
Well, here's something you need to consider, and this is when you will be my hero. And that is that you are going to go paragliding while eating a Limburger sandwich from Monroe.
That would be really adventurous.
Well, you know, I just want to remind people of the great accommodations here and affordability. And right now, throughout the world, safety is a really big issue. And Wisconsin, through a huge study, was ranked the place that visitors feel most safe compared to our neighbors. It was Iowa and Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin ranked number one for friendliness, for safety, for affordability. Take your vacation. It's later than you think in your life. You know, it's easy to put off for that next year. It's going to benefit your mental health, your physical health, your spiritual health. You'll create memories with family and friends. Your creativity will soar. You will learn something, whether it's about history or geography. So don't just take that. Don't take it for granted. Like, oh, I'll do it next year. Do it now. You'll never regret it.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Yep. Thanks, Joy.
Stephanie Klett is the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. And now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here is Executive Producer Erica Janik.
There are many high-tech ways to fish these days, but Ron Weber prefers to fish the simple way his grandfather taught him as a kid.
A bald eagle stared at me from a towering white pine as I slid the boat out of my truck. Pulling the rowboat to the water's edge brought a series of chirps from the eagle. He wasn't happy about sharing the remote Northwoods Lake on this June evening. I hoped the eagle wouldn't hold it against me for trying to catch a few largemouth bass from the numerous blowdowns that lay in the dark, stained waters. A few strokes of the oars brought me to where the top half of a balsam fir had fallen into the lake. As my bait raced across the surface a second time, a 12-inch bass found it too tempting. After a brief tussle, the fish was unhooked and released to its watery playground, perhaps a little more wise for the wear. It was a good start to an evening that was alive with all the fragrance and possibility befitting an early summer's eve. Working the shoreline, I tried several more spots with few takers. A great blue heron spooked from a hunt along the shoreline, and as it silently winged away with graceful strokes, I took pause. I pictured hundreds of other lakes where a different scene was playing out on this same evening. Large boats with large motors noisily raced from one spot to the next. Electronic fish finders removed much of the mystery as to what lied below. Fishing, like soda, comes in many different flavors to satisfy many tastes. As my eyes navigated me to the next spot, I remembered how I acquired my taste. My grandpa introduced me to the sport of fishing when I was 7. Each summer, I looked forward to the week-long vacation in the Minocqua area. Often, we'd take grandpa's 14-foot boat with 9-horsepower motor. My favorite trips, however, were when we'd load the rowboat in the back of the truck and try our luck at some backwoods lake. My grandpa would work us from one spot to the next, the squeaking of the oars always a part of the background. As we glided along, I would stare into the water, wondering what mysteries were hidden just beyond my sight. It seemed like such a peaceful, perfectly natural way to fish. I continued working my way around the lake, anxious to see what waited around the next corner. As often as not, spots that looked like sure things produced nothing, while more subtle covers produced action. A whippoorwill broke out in its frantic song, reminding me it's often the things we don't see, but are made aware of only by sounds or tracks that make our adventures ever more fulfilling. As I worked my bait back towards the boat, the twilight peace was again shattered as the water exploded. After several frenzied runs, a 30-inch northern pike came into the boat. The hula popper it had mistaken for a real frog, dangling from its upper jaw. I set the fish back in the water, where it disappeared with a splash of its tail. That seemed like a perfect way to end a memorable evening of fishing. As I guided my boat towards the shore, I couldn't help but think how at that moment, little had seemed to change since my grandpa rowed us around some other lake long ago. That explains my taste for simply fishing. The oars, squeaking and in need of oil, would probably annoy many people, but they made music to my ears. I think Grandpa would want me to leave them just the way they are.
Ron Weber is a forester and writer in Weyerhaeuser. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.
Thank you, Erica. And thanks also to producers Kai Brito, Niaja Ellison, and Brianne Shasso. And thank you for all of your Tell Joy Where to Go assignments. Coming up Monday at this time, we will talk with a guest about cooking for busy people, and we'll share some 5-ingredient recipes. That's Monday at this time. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Madison, Menominee, Menominee Falls, Triple Falls, Conner Falls, Cedar Falls, Clam Falls, Clam Lake, Clark Mills, Lake Mills, Shell Lake.